Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, May 18th. The state is facing a more than $3 billion shortfall in its current budget. State Budget Director Chris Kolb says it's an unprecedented fiscal crisis and Michigan is going to need help.
So we can make sure that we don't have to cut vital services on health, education, public safety. We need the federal government to step up to the plate, not only here in Michigan, but across the country if we're going to get through this.
Kolb says he will begin working on cuts to balance the budget in case the federal help doesn't come. A lawyer for Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she is allowed to continue declaring new COVID-19 states of emergency without approval by the legislature. That's in response to a court challenge filed by the legislature's Republican leaders. Rick Pluta tells us there was a hearing in court on Friday.
The arguments took place online before a Michigan Court of Claims judge. The legislature's Republican leaders say Whitmer is trying to claim virtually unchecked power with a string of COVID-19 emergency declarations. Attorney Michael Williams says she can no longer do that without the legislature's approval.
The governor has acted against the expressed will of the legislature, and in that way is exercising authority that does not exist.
Attorney Chris Allen argued for the governor.
There is no dispute about the existence of an ongoing disaster or emergency.
Allen says there is nothing stopping individual citizens from challenging the governor if they think the emergency is over. I'm Rick Pluta.
Some CARES Act funding intended for Native American tribes remains in limbo, and tribal leaders say it could impact their ability to safely reopen. Several tribes sued the federal government in April over a decision to include certain corporations among those that are able to receive the funding intended for Native American tribes. A portion of the $8 billion set aside for them now remains frozen while the case is pending. Matthew Fletcher is a law professor at Michigan State University and is a member of the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. He says the federal government could drag its feet on the case.
If they wanted to, even for political reasons, for bureaucratic reasons, or just out of spite, they could hold on to that money for months and months.
Tribal leaders say the longer the funding remains in limbo, the more uncertain their plans for reopening will be. The Detroit 3 automakers' assembly lines are running again starting today. Workers are mixed about whether they'll feel safe enough because of the potential spread of COVID-19. Steve Delaney is the president of UAW Local 602 in Lansing.
There's a lot of members that are excited about going back to work, want to get a paycheck again and get the economy going. Then there's a lot of people that are negative. Like I say, I see posts on social media that they don't feel the social distancing is impossible, and they don't feel safe going back to work.
Social distancing is not possible on some parts of the line. The union and companies have worked together to determine the proper personal protective equipment. Both the companies and the union will be watching for possible outbreaks of COVID-19. Michigan fruit growers say they're planning to begin bringing back workers starting today. King Orchards in Antrim County will bring back office and mechanical staff that were laid off due to coronavirus. Tess DeGaynor reports.
Now that the growing season is underway and offices are reconstructed for better employee safety, King Orchards plans to bring back employees. Co-owner John King says almost all of his office workers were laid off due to COVID-19.
People have been on layoff, partial layoff, and some of the mechanics have been on layoff so that we could continue working in some level, but we couldn't get everybody in. But starting in a week or so, as the blossoms come, we're going to have to start spraying more and doing more work in the field, so we should have just about everybody back.
King says he plans to begin bringing the migrant workforce back within the next month to handle the harvest. Tess DeGaynor, WCMU News.
High school students have the opportunity to learn more about medicine and health-related fields online this summer. The College of Medicine at Central Michigan University is offering a two-day medical camp called Camp Med online in June. Chris Austin is the director of admissions for the College of Medicine. He says high school students will get a chance to work with medical students on a case study.
They get to talk to med students about what was it like in high school for you? Did you know you wanted to be a doctor? Did you think that you could be a doctor? And so they get to hear that, you know what, they can do this. They just need to apply themselves and make this a goal, and it's not unattainable.
Austin says based on initial applications, he expects 50 or more participants this year. Tracking coronavirus data might seem as easy as going to the state's website or following your local health department's webpage, but as you dig into the data, things start to get a bit more complicated. Nick Westendorp talks to experts about what to look for in the latest numbers.
We've been expecting worse than we've actually received so far.
Dr. Michael Collins is the medical director of the Grand Traverse County Health Department. He's referring to data on the COVID infection rate in the county, which up to this point has remained extremely low, much lower than other counties its size. Grand Traverse County, like many counties, had a shortage of testing early on. Collins says when the outbreak began, they had to prioritize testing. That was one of the first issues to impact numbers.
Originally, the only people outside of healthcare workers who were being tested were those who were pretty seriously ill because they were at least requiring hospitalization.
Collins says there were probably many more cases than the official numbers showed, but they weren't able to be identified due to lack of testing. Grand Traverse is just one example where the data doesn't tell the whole story. In many areas of the state and country, there are testing limitations and procedures that complicate analysis.
That is probably the number one challenge of anyone tasked with analyzing data is verification. Do you have a clean data set?
Professor John Daniels is a member of the American Statistical Association and teaches statistics at CMU. He says it can be difficult to compare infection data. Different areas have different testing capacities and procedures. And Daniels says that's a problem when you try to compare numbers.
When you're collecting data and analyzing data, there needs to be consistencies in the process. If the processes are being done with the different counties are not consistent, then you run the risk of introducing bias into the data. And that's the biggest problem we face.
Daniels says researchers can try to fill in the blanks by looking at other metrics. Death rates, for example, he says, could be used in cases where testing availability is low. Grand Traverse County death rates are still lower than other similar counties, but they are closer to average than the case count. Of course, a lack of testing isn't the only factor that can cause statistical anomalies for coronavirus. Having a surge in testing availability or changing how testing is distributed can have a huge impact on numbers. Currently, Oceana County's new cases are on the rise, or so it seems. Janine Taylor is with the 10th District Health Department, which includes Oceana County. She says the numbers are up, but there's a reason.
Oceana County has a drive-through clinic that was opened up a few weeks ago, and it's available to anybody that wants to get tested. So I think that's why the numbers are going up in Oceana County, because more people are able to get tested and have been tested there.
Increased testing began last week and coincided with a sudden rise of cases. Taylor says it's not surprising to see cases rise since more people than ever are being tested.
They will test anybody that feels that they may have it, or if they have mild symptoms. They actually they don't even need a doctor's order at this point.
Oceana is one of few places in the state with testing like this, meaning now the area will be able to better track its cases of the virus. And the more testing becomes widespread, the closer Michigan will be to the consistency that statistician John Daniels said is so critical. And maybe it will become easier to analyze and compare data on coronavirus. Nick Westendorp, WCMU News.
And that is your WCMU Morning News Roundup for this Monday, the 18th day of May 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.